Okay, this is October 17th, and the topic tonight is I am enough, I have enough, and I do enough.
Oh,
good evening.
Good evening.
As usual, it's so nice to see gods and goddesses in one room. I hope that's sinking into your subconscious mind, where you don't have to be told that you're a god or goddess, that you know that, and you know that as the truth of yourself, of your being. We're all connected to this thing that we call God, or to this thing that we call the universe. And we can use all the power that the universe has for ourselves. We can do that. It's a power for good. And that power for good is in each and every one of us. And we can learn to use it so that we can bring good into our lives, okay? For the people, Astra and Jean and I forget your name, Joyce, last month we were blessed from a friend, gave us books, and the book was titled Thank, T-H-A-N-K, and Grow Rich. If you're around and you want to get that book, it's very, very good. It's a marvelous metaphysical book by the author Pan Grault. And you may see her. She has written other books. But if you want to get your consciousness of money straight, get the book and read it. It'll straighten you right out. It's so succinct, so wonderful. So I want to put out two things from that book tonight. The two main things that you have to remember is that there are miracles happening all the time. You have to open your mind to see all the miracles that are happening. Does anyone remember spiritual person that used to be on television called Catherine Coleman? Remember Catherine Coleman? She always said, I believe in miracles. Mm-hmm. We have to believe in these things if we want them to come into our lives. We have to know that every moment something wonderful is happening, or something wonderful is on its way to us, is coming to us, and have that expectation that something wonderful is going to happen. Years ago, I passed out some affirmations for prosperity. There were three of them on one sheet of paper, back and front. Anyway, the one little thing that belonged to Florence Shin was wonderful financial gains are coming to me now. And you have to know that things are coming to you now, that's a possibility. You have to see that. So wake up in the morning, know that a miracle is going to happen for you. Know that you live in a universe that wants to help you all the time, is always there to help you. We block it because of our belief system, because we don't see. It's so hard to believe in something that you can't see. Now, we grew up believing in God, most of us anyway, and you can't see God and you'll never see God. You can't see the wind, but you can see the effects of the wind. And that's what we want to know about this thing called God. It's always present. It's always there. It always wants to be of help to you. You are not an orphan of any shape. You are the beloved in whom this thing is well pleased. So try to remember that every day of your life. When you get up in the morning, know that a miracle is going to happen. Something grand is going to happen to you. you have to pull those miracles into. They're happening all the time. We just don't open our eyes or minds to see them. We just don't do that. And we have to start doing that. Why don't we do that? Because the world is bombarding us constantly with the opposite. It's not ever going to tell you that there's a miracle happening in the world. It's going to tell you hateful, mean things are happening in the world. Please, don't buy into that. And you don't have to be a Pollyanna. Yes, I know all that stuff is going on. I just don't concentrate on it. And I know that it's not the truth. It's not the truth of my being or anybody's being that we have all this discord in the world. We don't need it. But the media, the news people, the radios and TVs constantly dwell on that and try to push that into your consciousness. And they succeed, by the way. They're very good at what they do. I'm always amazed when I watch those things. I watch commercials to see what they're trying to do to you. And it's horrible. It's all Madison Avenue trying to sell you something. And why and how do they do that? They do that by telling you you're not enough. You don't have enough and you don't do enough. Those are the three little things that go on in your mind. You must realize that you are enough. And when your mind tries to tell you you're not, you must argue with your mind. A wonderful little thing that I used to love by Mary Baker Eddy was, you have to argue with your mind like a lawyer before the judge, and you must always make sure that you win. See, you must never allow your mind to win. You must win. So it boils down to that idea. We are not our minds. Our minds are ours to use. And we must learn to use our mind correctly. Once we do that, everything changes. Your whole life changes. And the more you can see the world and yourself through spiritual lenses, the better you will be and the better the world will be. You know, you just can't want something and not receive it. God is not that way. The universe is not that way. If you want something and you keep it in mind, it will happen for you. Sometimes it takes a while, but it will always happen. It will always happen. That's one of the basic principles of religious science or science of mind. What you think about, you bring about. It's done always with your thinking. So the mind, when you see all those advertisements and so forth, it tells you, oh my, something wrong with you. You don't wear deodorant. You have to have this. You have to have lipstick. You have all the stuff because it's telling you you're not enough. And you are enough just the way you are. And we have to remember that. I have to remember that all the time, that I am enough, because my mind wants to tell me, oh, Dallas, you're full of it. You know, it does. Last week, I was absolutely impressed with a visitor that came here from the land of Nod. Somebody I call Pennsylvania, where I came from, the land of Nod. And this woman was from Pennsylvania. She loved him. She said, I know exactly what you mean. So I thought it was an absolute confirmation that we're doing something right here. If it went clear to Pennsylvania, and she's listening to the talks that Andy puts on the internet, and I think that is wonderful. So we have to know that we are enough. Then the next one is you have to know that you have enough, because your mind will always tell you, oh no, you have 10 things, you might as well have 11. It will not let you settle. So you have to tell her all the time, I have enough, I don't need any more. I, at the present moment, am trying to get rid of things. I don't want any more stuff in my life. I've reached that point in life, I don't want that. I don't want anything around. But your mind will tell you that you don't have enough. And I know that that is a true statement. If you go to the land of Nod, all those people think they need something. They think they need something. Then they wonder why they're not happy and content and peaceful and filled with joy and happiness. You have to fill yourself with joy and happiness, people. It doesn't happen. People are waiting for joy to hit them. Joy's not going to hit you. You have to hit joy. You have to make up your mind, I am going to be joyful. I am going to be happy regardless. And you will start to be happy. But we're never taught that, are we? We're taught that we must wait around for the right person to come and then we'll be happy. For the right meal to come and we'll be happy. The right drink or whatever it is. We think we need more. We need nothing. We need nothing. Then, because we live in this culture, and this culture that we live in is very puritanical. And what do the Puritans teach you? I was brought up, not by Puritans, but by people that should have been Puritans. You have to be doing something all the time. You have to be doing something. Well, I was a kid, if I sit down, my father would look at me and say, can't you find something to do? You were never allowed to just sit and be. You know, we're called human beings. But we have changed that into human doings. Human doings. And we think we have to be doing something all the time or we're not worthy of anything. You're absolutely worthy just to sit and do nothing. And you have to learn how to do that. Oh, it took me forever. And sometimes I get nervous when I sit and do nothing. I think, oh, well, you're wasting your life. You're wasting this. This isn't It is right. Don't let your mind tell you that you have to be doing something morning, noon, and night. You must always take time, people, to smell the roses along the way. That's the joy of life. That is the joy of life, to be able to settle down and smell the roses and not let your mind tell you that you have to be doing something morning, noon, and night. I have a brother, lives in the land of Nod. He has to be busy every moment. He never sits down. He has to be doing something. And I get frantic when I'm around those people, because it's that nervous, horrible, nervous energy constantly from them. We don't need that. That's not the way to go through life. So don't allow your mind to pick on you all the time. Don't allow your mind to say you're not enough, because you're always enough. And you always have enough at this present moment. Think about it. Right now, don't you have everything you need? You don't need anything else. The mind may tell you, well, it would be better if I had this, that, or the other thing. No. You have to be able to tell yourself, I am enough. And I'm absolutely loved by this thing called God just because I am here. You know, you don't have to prove anything to God. People think they have to prove things. You don't have to prove a thing. You just have to be. Be what you are. Be what you are. And then, don't allow your mind to tell you that you don't have enough. You have enough of everything. So, learn to know that. Learn to see that. And it takes practice to know that. I'm delighted to reach the age that I'm at. I don't want anything. I had an aunt, Aunt Catherine, who I've often told you about. When I was in college, she sent me a letter, and she put a dollar bill in it. And the message was, believe it or not, Dallas, this is all that I have. But you're more than welcome to it, because I want for nothing. I want for nothing. She lived her life that way. And she, by living her life that way, and saying, I need nothing, she got everything. She got everything. She knew she needed nothing, and everything came to her. Her needs were all met. Her needs were all met. So don't buy into that, what the world is trying to tell you, that you're not enough, you don't have enough, and you don't do enough. You absolutely are doing everything right. Know that. You see. Now, if I compared myself with my brother, I would think I was a lazy person. That I didn't do a thing or accomplish anything. You see. But then, I have control of my mind. My brother does not have control of his mind. It goes every which way. He can get mean and bitter and spiteful. All those things that people do. And that is are the things that you want to erase from your life. Doesn't matter about the money and so forth. Money will always come to you. Money is never the issue. There is tons of money out there. And if you sit and think about it for a moment, you realize, my goodness, there's a lot of money around. Now, know that there's a lot of money around and that it's circulating and it's coming to you. You see? What does our mind say? You don't have enough money. I never say that. Never say that. I say to myself, money is coming to me right here and right now. And it comes to me. You see, the whole idea in life and the whole idea of this teaching is that there's a completely different way to go through life than most people do. And you must choose that way. You don't have to go through life the way your family did, or the way anybody you know. It's your life, and you're creating it with your mind. Why would you want to create all that? If I created all the stuff, the hatred and all that meanness and jealousy and all that happens in the land of Nod, I wouldn't be able to stand myself. I don't have money, but I have peace of mind. And I'm very proud of myself for achieving peace of mind. I'm proud of myself when I can look at something with a spiritual lens and say, ah, I can move up to that kind of thinking. So, just because I don't have money and properties and all the things that people think makes their life not true. What makes your life is your mind. and thinking and controlling and being at peace with yourself and with life, with the reality that we live in. You can change reality anytime you wish. People don't realize that. If you don't like your life, change it. Nothing is written in concrete. It will change. But it only changes when your mind changes. And before you were introduced into this teaching, your mind was different, wasn't it? You thought differently because you were puppets of your conditioning. You were puppets of your conditioning. You may have said to yourself, well, everyone in my family does this. This is just who we are. I love that one when they say, this is who we are. Or, what does that mean exactly? You know, but they're so proud to be in that family, whatever that family that they have, and they think everything is fine. My brother, who's a wonderful person, he did come here once. Very nice, but he is never content. He has to have more and more and more. You know, their house jam-packed with stuff. I don't want my house jam-packed with stuff. I want my mind jam-packed with the right things. Jam-packed with the right things. And what are the right things? The right things are knowing I am enough. I have enough. And I do enough. I do not need to go further than that. If you're not getting what you want from life, it has to be one of those three. You have to feel that you're not enough, that you don't have enough, and that you don't do enough. Andy, when you go out on your auditions and so forth, you have to know that you are enough. Otherwise, your mind turns in on you, doesn't it, and says those other people were better than me. They did a better audition. They did this, that, and the other thing. You must know that that's not true. So we have to talk to our mind. We have to control it. And we can all learn to do that. We learn to do that by realizing that all that stuff on the radio and television and all the garbage that comes out of your friend's mouth are not true. I'm finding it more and more difficult to talk with some of the people that I know because they want to tell me all the bad stuff. I don't want to hear the bad stuff. I only want to hear good stuff. I tell them that. Do you want to hear my story, they say? I said, is it good? Well, no. I said, then they don't want to hear it. Why would you want to sit and hear a story that isn't good and isn't uplifting and it doesn't raise you up in consciousness? You have to know that and be that person. So we all can do it. And it may take a little time, but it can be done. See? Wouldn't it be nice to do it now? Why do you want to wait? Some people think, oh, well, my mind will change when I go to heaven or wherever they're going. I'm here to tell you that death does not improve you. Death will not improve you. You're going to be the same person that you always were. So you have to change it. And even in the next realm, you have to keep changing. You have to keep growing in spirit. You have to keep growing till you absolutely believe that you are God. You have to keep growing till you absolutely believe that you are God. Hard one to do because most people are not going to believe that. Or they're going to think there's something wrong with you mentally. If you think you can become God, what else are we becoming? what else are we becoming if we're not becoming God or spirit or whatever you want to? We're trying to be better people, are we not? Yes, we have to be better people. I forget this all the time, even though I tell myself, not constantly, but quite frequently, I am an emissary of light and love, and I am about my Father's business. I am about my Father's business. If you're not about your Father's business, whose business are you about? You see? Sounds simple, doesn't it? But we forget it. I forget it constantly. I have to remind myself. But when I do remind myself, I feel better. When I know that I am an emissary of light and love, that I'm about my Father's business, my mind does not say to me, you're not enough, you don't do enough, and you don't have enough. It does not tell me that. So, be about your Father's business. I love that statement. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to know that you can do that. And that what we are doing here on this plane of action, we are here on this plane of action, people, to have nothing but pure fun and joy. Pure fun and joy. We're not taught that, are we? Remember when you were a child and you had a lot of fun? Didn't your parents say to you, that's enough of that for today? You've had enough fun. You've had enough. Who could actually say you've had enough fun? It should be fun all the time. We're here to experience fun and joy. Fun and joy. Not all that other stuff that goes on out there. You see? Get away from that. Get away from those people. You see? So if somebody wants to tell you a bad story, don't listen. Just ask him, is this going to be a bad story, a long story? Well, yes. Well, then I don't want to hear it. Now, you know that friend of mine that I haven't talked to in over a year or more used to call to tell me about his shoulder and the operation here and this and the other thing. I couldn't take it any longer. I just couldn't take it. I don't call him. I don't want to hear from him. He never had one nice thing to say. You know, oh, I have to see the doctor. I have to do this. I have to. This is not the type of conversation that I want to talk about or be about. Yes, we have situations. We have to go to a doctor. We have to go to a dentist. We have to do this, that, and the other thing. But I do know all those things and never tell a soul. I never tell a soul. I go get myself. That's it. No one wants to hear it. And why do I want to put that in somebody else's mind? You know, I do not spread mind viruses. And those type of things are mind viruses. And we do not need them in our life. We have to be immune to that type of thing. And then many people will say, well, you must not have many friends. Maybe I don't have many friends, but I have wonderful friends. I have terrific friends that will lift me up. I don't need all these friends. Oh, I have 2,000 friends on Facebook or whatever they say. That's impossible. They're not friends. They may be acquaintances or something, but they're not friends. And I don't do that Facebook because I don't want to know that they just came back from the store or wherever. Do I need to know that? And they think that's exciting. It's not exciting. I want people to uplift. And I can go so far as to say we have to demand that from people. You know, you do not have to let people dump on you. I have a friend now She's very lovely. But all she wants to do is tell me her problems. And I say, no, I don't want to hear them. Then that upsets her. Who cares? I don't care if she's upset or not. I'd rather she be upset than me be upset. You see? That's it. So when your mind tells you that you're not enough, you don't have enough, or you don't do enough, you must tell it that it is telling you an out-and-out falsehood, an out-and-out lie. You are all those things. You know we're all whole and complete and perfect, you see. But our mind still knows he's more perfect than I am. You can't be more perfect than anybody else. We're all perfect in our own unique, individualized way. We're all perfect. And we must remember that. The world wants to tell you that there's something wrong with you. Always. Do you ever turn on the television? It says, ha, 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 you're perfect just the way you are. No, it says you could be perfect if you went and had that fat froze. You know? Yes. I mean, I think that sounds absolutely dangerous to me, that you want to have your fat frozen, and then, I guess when it thaws, it melts and comes out of you somehow. I don't understand it. I don't want to understand it. I don't want to do it. You know, it's too... I don't want that stuff. But this is what the world teaches you. This is what the world teaches you. Do you remember Jesus, what he said? I am in this world, but I am not of this world. Don't be of this world. It's too difficult to be of the world. And people are, everyone, most of the people, well, if you look out there, they're all of the world. You know, they don't know any different. Because they have become puppets of their conditioning. And they think what they see, they think that the reality they see in front of them is real. It's not real. You can see any reality that you want. So pick the reality that you want to see. Pick the reality that you want to see. I think it was yesterday, or maybe it was today, I turned something on and they're bombing someplace, Syria. I immediately changed my mind about that. And I say, all those people will find peace and happiness and joy that this whole situation in the Middle East will resolve itself. And why doesn't it resolve itself? I ask one person, what will the response be? It's always been that way. They've been doing that for 2,000 years. It'll never change. Well, you see, you can't have that attitude, can you? You have to know that it can change, and that it will change, and that it is changing right here and right now. We have to know those things about ourselves and about the rest of humanity. You see, we're taught that people are not nice, that people are bad. From childhood, we were taught that, weren't we? You can't trust people. You have to learn to trust people. You have to learn to trust people. I did outdoor drama years ago, 50 in fact, called Onto These Hills, about the Cherokee Indians. And the Indians were having a council meeting. And the chief, they wanted to know about the white men and all. And the chief said, you must remember, some men are good and some men are bad. And that's what we have, always a choice for ourselves. We can be bad or we can be good. It's a choice. When I'm up in the morning and being grateful for everything, one of the things I always say, oh, I'm so grateful that I'm not a thief, that I'm not in jail, that I'm not going to go down that road. I'll never go down that road because I seem to know better. Now, maybe these other people don't know better at all, but it's a choice, people. It is always a choice, and it's a choice in your life. So when your mind starts to turn in on you and prod you into thinking that you're not enough, tell it to shut up. That's all you have to do. Shut up. Go back to the nothingness from whence you came. You have never been my friend. You have never brought me any good news. And I'm not listening to you now. I'm not going to listen to you. But you see, people, and years ago I did the same thing. I fell for all that because I thought it was my mind. I thought I was my mind. You are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. You're not your computer, are you? But you use it, don't you? And when you get, don't you get more skilled at using the computer? The more you use it, you get more skilled. Well, learn to use your mind the same way and get more skilled with it. Get more skilled with it. And don't fall for all that stuff that's out there. Don't allow anyone to tell you that you're not enough, you don't have enough, and you don't do enough. Because you do. You do. And just be. Be a wonderful human being. Know that you're here on this plane of action to have fun, to be filled with joy. How can you absolutely go to church and worship a God who you think at any moment is going to send a lightning bolt through you? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. That's not what God is. Do you remember this little saying? And I love this one too. God never sits in judgment upon itself through you. Never sits in judgment upon itself through you. You see? You're not going to be punished. So many people are waiting to be punished. Punished for what? I wouldn't know. You know? Remember my friend Doug the Baptist? He's still waiting to go to heaven because he's going to have a higher station in heaven than most people because he suffered so. I thought, well, lots of luck with that one. Lots of luck with that one. You don't. All you have to do is open yourself to the universe or to this thing we call God. And when I say to this thing we call God, what is your concept of that God? But you have to open your heart, your mind, and your arms to receiving all the beautiful benefits in this world. Beautiful benefits. This is my fortune from this evening meal. Look around. Happiness is trying to catch you. Isn't that wonderful? Look around. Happiness is trying to catch you. Happiness, joy, all that stuff is out there and it wants to. Same way the universe wants to work with you. It wants to play with you. So learn to do that. Learn to do that. I learned years ago to just let it go. That this universe will take care of me. It will find the right answer. I don't sit up all night worrying about what's going to happen to me. I know that wonderful things are going to happen to me. And I plan on that. I expect that. And it happens, people. We can all prove this teaching. So learn to prove it. Learn to see the happiness and the joy. Learn to know that all those things are in you and they're coming out through you instead of waiting for something to come into you. Let it go in the other direction. It will work every time. This is no complicated thing. You know, when people say to me, "What do you teach?" I say metaphysics. Of course, right away they think it means physics, and they think I'm that. I just saw him on television on a commercial, by the way. The famous physicist who's in the wheelchair and can't talk and all that. Why can't I think his name? Well, it'll come to me. Eric Hawkins.
That's
it. And people think, he must be really teaching something heady. This is not a heady teaching. It's a very easy, simple teaching. Done unto you as you believe. So start to believe in yourself. Start to believe in yourself. People want to believe in God. That's okay. Won't help you. But you can do it if you want. What helps you is believing in yourself. Believing in yourself. See? You have to know. I am becoming God. I am an emissary of light and love. I am about my Father's business. And it will happen. It will happen to you. It will come to you. There is no way that that cannot happen. Absolutely no way that that cannot happen. Because that is the basis and the tenet of this teaching. That what you think about, you bring about. By using your mind, you can find what you're looking for. Wonderful other little thing Phil was saying tonight for some reason. What you are looking for, you are looking with. What you are looking for, you are looking with. You are the thing itself. You are the thing itself. There is no other thing that you can be. There is no other thing that you can be. So accept that as your reality and watch your reality change. It will change. It's the beliefs that you hold inside of you that's causing your reality. So, don't hold anything inside of you, let it all come out. But know that you are wonderful. Know that you are enough, you have enough, and you do enough. And it's a wonderful, and so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.